Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 9. Resist. This is what Peter says. Your enemy, Satan himself, as the devil is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Now we come to our verse. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. Resist him, stand firm in the faith, and you know, this is the encouragement for you, that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 9. Satan is after you. Stand your ground, brother, sister. Ephesians 6, having done all, stand. If you can't make progress, stand. Don't turn your back. Don't retreat. Don't run away. There is no armor for the back, Ephesians 6. Be firm. Stand in faith. Standing firm in the faith. In the gospel, understand it, but standing firm in reliance and trust. Know your scriptures. Know the word of God. Know the gospel. But be strong in trust and reliance. You're tempted. You're tried. You're tested. Satan's after you. And one of the temptations he will say to you is that you're alone and you're unique. That nobody's ever gone this way before. It's a lie. Because you know that your brothers throughout the world, whether it be in Australia, Russia, China, South America, wherever it might be, your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. All believers have to pass this way. You got to realize this. This is the meaning of the word you know. You've come to realize, you've come to perceive, you've come to appreciate, you've come to understand that you're not alone. It is the lot of God's elect. And it's not just suffering, it's sufferings in the plural. The same kind of sufferings, whatever kind they may be. This is the kingdom of Christ. It's not a kingdom which is made up of jolly days and happy times at the seaside and holiday camp. It's a barracks. It's the war zone. The modern notion of the believer is one who's happy all the day. No. Sufferings and trials and temptations come. It's scriptural. It's the scriptural notion. Christ definitely, clearly, explicitly, repeatedly warned of it. They've treated me like this, they're going to treat you like it. I tell you now. And of course, it's another reminder that the kingdom of Christ is not like the kingdoms of this world. My kingdom, says Christ, is not the kingdom of this world. If it was, my servants would fight. No. My kingdom is an upside-down kingdom compared to the world. In the world, of course, pomp, ceremony, strength, these are all the great things. No, in my kingdom, says Christ, first is last, and last is first. Weak is strong. Suffering is the way of power. Well, my brother and sister, here's our responsibility. Yes, as soon as we enlist in the army of Christ, we are in the army. As I say, it's not a holiday camp. It's not a social club. It's a battle zone. Resist the devil. Stand firm in the faith. Know your gospel. Go on trusting and relying, confident and knowing that there are others around you throughout the world, and we're all going the same way and under the same kind of sufferings. And may we come through these sufferings and triumph over Satan, all through the grace which God supplies. Amen.